Gossip. I'm your host, Alisa Bowens Mercado. Don't forget, each and every Thursday at 1 p.m., we talk arts, music, culture, radio, and so much more. Today, it's so exciting because you know I love music and dancing and a good time and all that great stuff. So we have a special show today. We have a call-in show, 203-872-7356. And Marshall, you know I never can remember the other number.
I've got you.
Okay, good.
203-684-8907.
Good. So Marshall, and it's so good to see you. You're sitting in the driver's seat today, my friend. How's it going?
It's beautiful. And you're a
promoter.
Well.
That's good. You're a promoter yourself, and you've got some great events coming up.
A few, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so I'm really excited. So for the month of November and December, we are calling for all artists, promoters, if you have live shows that you want to promote and let the community know about, because you know what, we're in the holiday season.
Yes.
So we are really, like, next week, 1 week from today, where everybody's going to be eating turkey.
We're in it.
Okay, are we in it to win it?
In it.
So we are so excited to have you call in. So just let us know what's gonna, you know, be happening in your neck of the venue and music world.
Yes.
And I have a special guest calling. I have a couple of call-ins today. We have the State House that'll be calling in.
Oh, and then wonderful.
We have, yeah, they have some amazing shows, especially there's one coming up next week, November 20th. But then a good friend of mine, Robert Roach Jay, is going to be calling in, and he's with Bon Villain, and he has a show November 26th.
Oh, right now?
Yeah, so we've got some great shows, great artists. But if you're listening, please give us a buzz. The phone lines are absolutely open.
Wide open.
203-872-7356. And the other number that Marshall...
203-684-8907.
Love it. So again, with the holidays creeping up on us, how's that going? Like, are you and we're getting snow today, so we want to tell people holidays are coming. So with holidays, you know, the festivities, but then there's always that chance of precipitation.
Always. I actually look forward to the first snow.
Yeah.
That's the only one though. That's the only one.
The first and the only.
Yes.
That's right. It's just like every other snow after. It's just like, why?
Exactly.
Why even bother?
We did it once already.
That's
We're
right.
Cool.
Mother Nature, show us what you got today. And then next week, it's just like, we don't really want to deal with it. So yeah, holidays.
But I feel like the holidays just came out of nowhere this year.
Didn't it feel like it was like maybe like 75 degrees like 2 weeks ago?
I'm pretty sure it was. Pretty sure it was.
This is New England. Don't blink, you will miss it.
Yes, you will.
Yeah, because one day it turns around and, you know, then here comes the snow. Or here comes the sun. You never know.
You never know. Might get a combination of both.
You might get a combination of both. So with the holidays right around the corner, come celebrations.
Yes.
And people get excited. They get dressed up.
What?
Yeah, people
it's time
get dressed
to party.
Up. It's time to party.
Yes,
Mom. Mama. And my mom's birthday, she's like a Thanksgiving kind of baby.
Aww.
Yeah, mommy's birthday is
Happy
November
birthday,
23rd.
Mommy.
Yeah, she's so sweet. So her birthday is the day after Thanksgiving. So we just, it's like a 3-day mashup.
Oh, so she can celebrate on Black Friday and get all her gifts.
All of them. I'm gonna say, like, Mom, what do you want? Here, make a list.
That's
give me a
it.
2-pager because I'm like, I can go get all of them.
That's it.
On Black Friday.
We out.
And so you know, I'm excited because, you know, that's when you kind of get into all of the, you know, festivities.
Yeah.
And, you know, New Haven is known for its live music and its music and venue promotions all throughout the year. And then I think people kind of ramp or step it up.
Yeah.
During, you know, this time.
Well, you got,
you know,
to,
the season.
You know, we have this is a college town, first and foremost.
Yeah.
So we have the students that are leaving, but we have the people that are coming back in town. People who are students who go away to school.
Yeah,
family members
who are
coming from different states. So, you know, we
it's a swap.
Exactly.
It's like the college kids kind of roll out, but then the New Haveners that have lived here, that have family here.
We come on back.
Come on back home.
So, you know, we got to roll out the red carpet for the family.
That's right.
You know, got to show them a good time.
We got to show them how we still do it here.
That's
in the Elm City.
Yes, Lord.
So we have, especially you have a couple of events
that I want to talk about.
You and DJ Rob Nice, shout out to him.
DJ Rob Nice, what up?
And you know, so your events are always like, even if I'm not there physically, I'm there on, you know, I see all the postings and I love it and I promote. So I just send.
Oh, we appreciate you.
Yeah. Oh, we send people there. So it's wonderful. So what do you have coming up?
So next Friday on your lovely mother's birthday.
I might have to bring mama out. Mom, we're going to go hang out.
The Black Friday Blackout Edition at Terminal 110. Music being spun by DJ Rob Nice. Sponsored by this brewery. I'm not sure if you heard of it, called Rhythm Lager. Now,
who would that be? Who would name their brewery Rhythm?
Someone who has it, apparently.
Yes, we are the proud sponsors and we're so excited about that.
Yeah, that's going down next Friday. We have a performance by the lovely Yashi.
Shout out to Yashi. Yashi, if Yashi is out there, we can get Yashi, you know, on the phone with, you know, in this hour. We'd love to hear from her. Talented, amazingly talented artist who just packs a house.
Yes, she does. She's
amazing, incredible. And
singer,
she's going to be
rapper, all
that. Writer.
Yes.
So, you know, Yashi, and find her eye on I Am Yashi.
Yeah, on Instagram.
On Instagram. And her work is just incredible, but her spirit is even, more amazing.
I saw her earlier. She dropped by to pick up some promotional tools for the event next Friday. Mm-hmm. And I told her you want to get her in here, so we're gonna set that up.
Yeah, Yashi. I know you're busy. Yeah. Yash, I know you're busy, and I know, you know, your art, your music comes first, but you gotta come back to the Talk Sip and sit down with us so that people, you can share.
Yes.
The ones that don't know about, I mean, and she's got how many followers on Instagram?
Over 24,000 organically.
Organically. No, organically. That's not like it's not like you're going somewhere and you're saying, okay, I gotta, you know, you're paying for.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that pay for.
I sure do.
So, and I know even for us at Rhythm Brewing Co., like every time we get like 100 followers.
Yeah.
Authentically, we're just like, thank you.
Exactly. You know, it's beautiful because it means that people actually connect with you.
Yeah. So we've connected with those people, like over 1,000 people already, but they were like, it's organic. So we were like, hi, how are you? We've had some kind of conversation. But she has that many followers. So that just tells you a lot about her and what she's done.
Yeah,
and
she built that over 3 years.
That's amazing.
That's incredible. Amazing.
So Yash, if you're in, you know what, if you can, you know, give us a buzz. We wanna shout you out and hear a little bit more about maybe a sneak peek of what she's gonna be doing.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
On the 24th, November 24th. Don't forget that promotion, once again sponsored by Rhythm Brewing Company, but artist and DJ Rob Nice, and you know, promotions by yours truly here at Marshall.
So it's gonna be a great party over there. Oh, look at that. We got a little call coming in. Hold on.
Oh, great. We have a call coming in.
Yes.
Perfect. We're going to patch the caller in.
Go ahead.
All right. Welcome to the Talk Sip. You're on the air.
Hey, Alyssa. It's Carlos from State House.
Carlos, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's
just
awesome.
Running around, trying to get some stuff together, you know?
Listen, how are things going? You know, since the last time I was there, the buzz just completely has picked up and you are doing some incredible things. So, you know, salute to you and the crew over at the State House. And folks, if you have not gone to the State House, this is a venue that you got to check it out. I can't describe it because every time I describe it, it's a 10-minute conversation. So, Carlos, you'll be happy to know that, folks, the feedback is just incredible. But we're talking about the holidays and things going on in the Elm City right here in New Haven. What do you have lined up? There is something really special going on next Tuesday.
Hello? Carlos, where'd you go?
I think we're having a little technical difficulty. It says we're offline.
We can't be. I'm watching it right here.
Okay.
Carlos!
Let's see. Hopefully we can get Carlos back. We'll, you know, we're going to, when Carlos calls back, the State House located in New Haven.
Yes.
Venue that has artists come from all over the states, but from you know, the country. And it's great because when bands and you know, go on tour, sometimes they want to get back into the area.
Yeah. Somewhere intimate.
Somewhere intimate. We're not, they're maybe not playing Madison Square Garden, or they're not playing in Mohegan Sun, but a space that, I mean, it, the lighting, the sound, it's just incredible. And so you'll find a lot of those artists at the State House.
Hey, Carlos is back.
Carlos.
He was just here.
Okay, we got to find Carlos from the State House. But again, you have these you know, artists that come in, they want that intimate setting. And so the State House is absolutely it. So when we get him back on the line, he's got two shows that are coming up that we really want to
definitely
what we have to talk about.
I love the State House. I love how it looks on the inside.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's beautiful.
It's incredible.
There.
Yeah. So, and again, artists, if you're out there, if you're performing, DJs, promoters, 203-872-7356. Give us a buzz back or give us a call. We want to hear about, you know, promote. This is a time, a call-in show to promote what you are doing. All right. We are going to take a quick break. We're going to see if we can get Carlos back. But again, phone lines are open. We'll be right back. Sip. We are talking holidays right around the corner, and we want to get those festivities going by promoting some live music, venues, and promotions, promoters. So folks, give us a buzz. 203-872-7356. We're trying to get Carlos Wells back on the phone from State House. He's got a couple of amazing events coming up. Also, we have Robert calling it from Bond Villain. And Bond Villain actually had a, I don't know if you were here, Marshall, but they did a release party here, a song release. First time ever heard.
Really?
They dropped it. And Robert is so, from Bond Villain, so unbelievably talented. He's like one of those guys that has songs for like movies, like motion pictures, all of his stuff.
Really?
Oh, it's hot. Yeah. So he actually, he has a show coming up at the, right next to the Rough Draft over at the Space. And that's going to be November 26th. That's on Treadwell Street in Hamden. Doors open at 7 p.m. Show is 7:30 p.m. And we're also sponsoring, Rhythm Brewing Company is also sponsoring that. So that's going to be great. It's called First Flights.
All right, we got Carlos calling in again.
Okay, let's pray. Let's pray that.
No, Harry, why'd you?
Carlos.
Please call back.
Okay.
Well, today is a day.
Today's a day. It's bad enough it's going to snow. But First Flights, last Monday's local band series presented by New Haven Center for Performing Arts, Bond Villain.
Okay, let's try again. Here's Carlos again.
Here we go.
Hello.
Carlos. Okay, I hear.
I heard something.
Okay.
Still not getting the sound. What is going on? Oh, my volume is up.
Okay, Carlos, if you're here, there, just hold on tight, my friend.
Please. Please.
All right.
All right. Hello, Carlos.
He probably can hear us, but I don't think we can hear him.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get this fixed.
Yes.
But the State House, New Haven, two amazing shows, The Odd Couple.
Yes.
And Kabaka Pyramid.
Oh, that's going to be dope.
Yeah. It's going to be hot. Kabaka Pyramid is next week, I believe on the 26th also. And we'll get some programming up for The Odd Couple for the State House, so you're going to make sure that you attend. But they've got their social media presence is incredible. State House, both on, you know, Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, that's
and we'll be promoting the shows also to get people in the holiday spirit. And Kabaka Pyramid, from what I understand, reggae artist that just tours the world, and he's going to be making a stop here in New Haven. So once again, folks, that, you know, you've got these artists that are coming in to places like the State House, and, you know, great music, great atmosphere,
yes,
great venue.
It's a beautiful place. I really love it on the inside. It's real comfortable.
Very comfortable.
Yeah.
I could just jam out there and rock out at the State House like all night.
Just lose yourself in the music.
That's what I did the last time. Not one curl left in my hair after the Latin performance.
Okay, we've got incredible. Another caller trying to call in.
Okay. Carlos, if you're there, we apologies for the technical difficulties, but we will be posting the shows on our website and on our end. We have, I believe, Robert from Bond Villain is on the phone.
Hello.
Okay. You know what? We're gonna take a break.
Yes.
Because we really do. While we have these artists and these venue owners, you know, on the phone calling in, we want to make sure that they're not missing any of these you know, opportunities to let folks know,
yes,
in the area what's going on. So we'll be back in give us two. All right.
Sounds good.
It's probably the snow.
Probably. The snow don't want us to be great.
All right, can we call Harry? Welcome back to the Talk Sip. I got my co-pilot with me today, Mr. Marshall Cruz is in the house. Are we back on, up, or?
Everything's uploaded now. We can go, yeah.
All right, so we're taking, that's like being in an airport, you know, and you just, you're like, okay. You're like, all right, we had a little, but I don't want to hear technical difficulty while I'm getting ready to take off, though.
Not at all.
let me off. Right. I'll walk. All right, folks. And once again, we apologize for a little bit of the technical difficulties, which has never happened. I've been here for over 2 years. But
inanimate objects think they smart.
I know, right? We had Carlos on the line with us earlier. So in case we can't get him back, I want to tell you that Kabaka Pyramid just finished a tour with Damian Marley.
All right now, Junior Gong, what up?
And he has a couple of top 40 Billboard hits in Jamaica.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes. And it's rare he hits the States. And what do we say about that venue? People come through, they're touring.
They just want to stop on for something intimate.
That's right. Yes. So it's you know, up to us to represent for New Haven. So we hope that you can make that show.
On down.
Yes. Come on down to the State House for Kabaka Pyramid. Should be amazing. On and like down. I said, all their stuff is going to be online. All right. So shout out to the guys from the State House.
Yes.
Keep doing what you're doing, folks. Carlos and Slate, and make sure you go check them out. We're going to see if we can get Robert from Bon Villain back so that he can tell us about his...
Hey, Bon Villain is in the house.
Oh, yay! Bon Villain is straight up in the house. How are you, my friend?
Oh, Lisa, I'm doing really great. How are you doing?
It's great to hear your voice. He is no stranger to the Talk Sip. I was just telling Marshall during the break that you actually had a song release debut right here on the Talk Sip. So we're so gracious that anytime an artist can come and share their music but drop it, you know, for the first time for an entire, you know,
a whole new fan base.
New fan base to hear. So tell us what's been going on since the last time you visited with us.
Well, first of all, that last visit was fabulous. I love being in the studio with you and your team. I mean, the Talk Sip is, you know, just one of the beating hearts of New Haven in terms of like local culture and bringing everyone together. I was so hugely appreciative of
that. Thank you. We appreciate that.
And the release was excellent. The What's Wrong With Me single release was huge. It was back right before 4th of July.
Yeah.
And since then, We released another song, kind of dropping into fall. It's been, you know, people start to feel a little bit more of a moody kind of perspective on life. And that's, you know, the song is called Break On Me. And it's a really beautiful ballad. It's a very kind of introspective. It's all about building relationships and going through difficult times with other people. And it's a wonderful song. And, you know, so we were able to get that out for the fall, and it was getting amazing feedback for that. There's some people have been saying it's their favorite Bond villain track ever released.
Are you kidding me? Because I, the one,
wonderful.
The,
yep.
The ones that you produce already, there's one that I'm just like, oh, this should be in a movie right now. And that was going back. Yeah. And I'm a huge fan of yours. And so that's why, you know, but that means that you keep producing these, Knock It Out the Park hits. So very excited. And we're going to try to get that song actually up, Break On Me featuring, Kimberly Locke, correct?
Yep. So tell us. Oh, that's heavy.
Yeah. So we're going to try to get that up on YouTube. Well, we're going to try to get that up so that we can, have the, our listeners, just hear that, Break On Me. Yeah. And if we pull that up, Marshall, that'd be great. So tell us, so this is your new project, correct? And you have something going on next, Monday. No, you have something going on the 26th of November. And we want to know all about that at the Space Ballroom.
Yeah. So there's, the Space Ballroom, out in Hampton, Connecticut, amazing venue, just went under new, new management.
It is amazing.
You know, Bond villains kind of doing a little bit of an introductory show at that new venue. Awesome spot. We are doing a, it's a show in collaboration with an organization called the Center for Performing Arts in New Haven. And, they're really cool. They do stuff called First Flights on last Mondays, and it's you know, a local band series. They're bringing together local talent, musicians of all different levels who are trying to, you know, just represent for the community, bring some arts into the community, and some new music.
Absolutely.
And yeah, and I'm playing on the November 26th, that Monday. You know, it's, the doors are opening up at 7 p.m. We've got really two awesome bands opening up for Bond Villain. The first one's called Him or Her, really cool duo, very, very strong music. And then Henry Conlin is also opening up, and he is a fabulous, fabulous musician. So it's going to be a really great show.
That, no, I can sound, and I know that you're headlining, but the, and the wonderful, and I love the, what I love about that venue, the space is amazing, that you get a collective group of these amazing artists. And the great thing is you feature other folks. You know how some people just get into the industry and they're just like, okay, that, you know, that's it. It's all, you know, this is just, you're just going to get one style of music for that's everybody it. To, and that's it. But you know, the great thing and why people, you know, really love what you're doing is that, you know, you are one of those people that not only collaborates in your brain and your artistry, but you bring other folks, you know, along for these shows. And I mean, it just makes for, a person that, you know, a person that loves music that are at these venues, and they get like so many different, you know, sounds. It's incredible. So that's amazing that you continue to do that, not just with your music.
Absolutely. It, you know, for me, live music is all about community, you know, and getting to experience something, you know, in person. We're not only getting to see the band on stage, but what do you really remember? You see the band on stage, but you also get to be with the people in the audience experiencing something together. In that way, you know, people love to compare going to a show like going to church. And for many of us who grew up, you know, if you grew up non-religious, or if you grew up, you know, kind of in a situation where you wanted, the music was the escape, and then you're going to church, you're experiencing that amazing eye-opening experience with a whole bunch of people around you.
And that's
So I love bringing together different musicians, different organizations.
That's right.
You know, anyone who wants to come together and just make a fun experience, a fun night out of it.
Well, hey,
everybody benefits.
Anytime,
I love that.
Anytime that you're performing, because you know anytime you're performing, it's always going to be an incredible experience. Because remember, we were talking about like there are artists and then there are entertainers.
Yeah.
So when you go to a Bond villain show, you're getting the artistry, but you're getting the full package, the full show. And on a Monday night, I don't know about you, Marshall, but a Monday night for live music, if that's not a way to get your week started,
it is.
I don't know what is.
Well, that's a great week.
Exactly. You know,
do we have
Monday
that song pulled up?
Tough sometimes, the Monday right after Thanksgiving, but I'm like, let's just keep that party going.
That's,
you know,
right.
We have to drop into that week after Thanksgiving somehow, so we might as well do it with some good music.
Might as well. Drinks.
As a matter of fact, we have your song queued up, and I'm excited. I actually was able to listen to it a little bit earlier, but we want our viewers and listeners to hear this. So it's Break On Me featuring Kimberly Locke, and it's Bond Villain. We're just going to give them a little sample of this, but then you're going to have to go on Monday to hear the whole thing, right?
That's right.
Robert?
Yep, the 26th.
And it's $8 entry, $5 with a voucher.
Yep.
Doors, yep, open at 7 p.m. and show is at 7:30 p.m. And so the opening acts will probably start. And you know, we're proud to say that we are a proud sponsor of the show, one of the sponsors of the show. So. Again, he does it again.
I'm loving the instrumentation on this.
Oh, it's incredible. It's incredible. Robert.
Thank you.
Yeah, you knock it out the park every time. And so your list of my favorites and go-tos are it's just one hit after, you know, another. And this, what was, because I always know that there's a backstory. What was this song? What was the inspiration behind this?
Well, you know, Break On Me was, I think the primary word behind this song is vulnerability. And, you know, when you enter into a relationship with someone, or you, it's not really a feeling like you're walking and sitting down at a table with someone. It feels like you're falling into a hole, you know, or something. You're falling out of control. You're falling. And,
right.
You know, there's a sense of vulnerability there. And, you know, I think the big thing about Break On Me is recognizing and kind of articulating the co-vulnerability that two people experience. And
yeah.
the big thing is going through good times and then going through really hard times together as well. And saying, you know what? I've decided that for now, who I am in my life right now, I want you to be that person. I want to be able to break in front of you, and I want you to be able to break on me as well.
Wow.
And so that we can hold each other up that way.
Wow.
And, he wrote a story for my love life.
Emotional song.
Yes.
You know, it's got that fall vibe to it, where it's like you're coming into the winter and you're like, oh man, I'm not sure about this. I'm not sure about that.
Right.
And, you know, even if that thing that you need right now is just your pet dog or something like that.
Right.
Or that amazing person who's there for you, or your mom, you know, just letting them know that it's okay to be vulnerable, and that co-vulnerability is like really the heart of love, isn't it?
That is so deep. No, and it is. And Marshall, our station manager today, said that sounds like the story of his love life. And so a lot of people can completely, a lot of people can completely relate, because you do need a person that you can break on, that can build you up. They break on me, you know, to build a person up. That is so deep. That's why I love your music, because there's always that story, you know, behind it. And that's beautiful. That was just very, that's beautiful. And you're right. We're going into the holidays. We're going into all kinds of things. Marshall, I'm going to have to get you a tissue over there. Here are the clean.
Beautiful.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
No problem,
I'll tell
man.
You what? If you come to the show on November 26th, there's going to be an exclusive live release of this song, and it's going to be an acoustic performance. It's going to be really beautiful and emotional.
I'm
excited for it.
Oh, totally there. Completely there.
Kleenex and hanky in hand.
That means I'm doing my job right, Marshall.
No, it really does. When I get, you know, you get teary-eyed because, and especially for the holidays, you know, we have the holidays rolling, you know, around, and a lot of emotion, just a lot of, but I think if people can connect with this song, I think it's just, it's an incredible thing. So I'm just very excited. Keep making those hits.
Yes.
Keep performing. I can't wait to.
I'm going to do it for you guys.
Thank you.
You are the best. Thank you for having me on.
Two thumbs up.
And I'll keep you posted.
No, keep us posted. And that's Bond Villain right there. I mean, you got to go check them out. Robert, thank you, my friend. Can't wait to see you on Monday, the 26th, after right after Thanksgiving. That's right. That week. Don't let the party stop. Keep it rolling with some live music at the Space Ballroom. I'm so excited to see you. Folks, we're going to take a short break. And come back. We're going to see if we can get the State House back on. But yeah, be looking for that show. Robert, my friend, Bond Villain, thank you.
Alisa Marshall, thank you so much. I love the talk sip. Represent for local arts. You guys are the best.
Thank you.
All right,
we'll be back in two. And welcome back to the Talk Sip. We are back up and running. Yes, we are. Folks, tonight, don't let that snow keep you in. But of course, you want to drive carefully. But I'm going to be at Diesel Lounge. So say you like live, you know, in the State Street area or downtown New Haven. You can walk to everything.
You don't
need to get in a car, correct?
You don't.
So Diesel tonight at 9:30 p.m. Come and check us out. And then classes at Elisa's House of Salsa. We'll keep you posted on that. I don't know if it depends, because that's kind of like when we're going to get a lot of the heavy stuff.
Yeah.
So safety first. So if not, if we don't have class at the studio at 6:30, then you could come out when it turns to rain and meet us at Diesel Lounge at 9:30. And then this Saturday, I will be at the College Street Music Hall. Shout out to College Street Music Hall.
Shout out to them. Yes,
they are amazing. Shout out to Keith and Chris. Those are my boys. Love them. But I'm doing the beer festival, the Brew Fest at College Street Music. It's this Saturday, folks. 1 to 6. I don't know if they're sold out yet. Get your tickets. Oh yeah, over 30-40 local breweries.
I don't care about none of them. I care about Rhythm.
The Rhythm Nation's going to be there. We've got some new swag that we're going to be wearing. So if for that, you know, alone to come in, meet the Rhythm Nation, find out the beer, and then try out the Rhythm Lager. It really is doing very well. And we're actually going to be at the Knights of Columbus tomorrow during a beer festival from 7 to 9. That's in Hamden.
You know, word on the street says you put out a couple of testers of some new stuff.
Oh, how'd you hear about that?
You know, the streets is talking. The streets be talking. Streets called me, said Marshall. I said,
I'm getting some beer street cred now. Getting some brewery street cred. And I want to just take another second to thank everyone out that's been so supportive, Marshall. I mean, thank you for, you know, the sponsorship, you know, with your events. And I know people are out drinking their rhythm. They're getting their rhythm, finding their rhythm.
Yes.
And so this little small base brewing company is, you know, is growing. And it's because of people like yourself and folks like folks at the State House who bring in the beer and,
forget
you know,
that.
The
thank
space.
You for having the courage to do it.
Yeah, well, you know what? So you got sometimes you got to kick that door, you know, in. You knock first, and then you just kind of feel it out. But then you just got to kind of go through it.
Yes.
So, for all folks of, you know, I just always say, you know, we're tapping into a diverse market, a whole new demographic of craft beer culture.
Yeah.
And we just need to be represented. In an industry that, you know, predominantly has not been represented by people of color and females. So shout out to all of my beer drinkers in the world, because beer, like I said, at the end of the day, you know, people just love beer. So
that's true.
You know, and if you don't drink beer, you probably know someone that does, and you can have them find their rhythm.
Yes, you can.
So we're very excited. Meet us down at College Street Music Hall, and they've got a great lineup of shows. So you can just always go on, you know, their website and see what they're what's happening. But no, this Saturday, live music, College Street Music Hall, and the Brew Festival, and you'll be seeing all of that stuff on our Instagram.
Sip and dance.
That's gonna be great. I love going to these beer festivals because people call. They come by and they go. Reading all about you, and but it's finally it's great to, you know, meet you guys, and you know
that's beautiful.
Yeah, but we do have some more flavors coming out, and I'm excited about that. But I tell you, I might have to throw a Twizzler at you. That's
listen.
But no, big things planned, big huge things planned for Rhythm Brewing 2019.
I can't wait to see some really big things.
Yeah. Yep. Beautiful. So I'm excited. So thank you for all your blessings, your prayers, and for finding your rhythm and going to your local liquor stores and restaurants and bars. It's been wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah. And the support of the bars and restaurants here in New Haven is amazing. You go up and down College Street, State Street, and everyone, most of everyone has found their rhythm. So thank you for those who have supported your local beer brand.
Yes.
Love it. So now the State House has one more show. It's The Odd Couple, and have to figure, we'll get a date for you, but The Odd Couple is Rob Swift and Mr. Sinasta from the Executioner's World famous turntablist crew. They've won the DMC Worldwide DJ Battle a couple of times. Just a couple. And so that's another show. So Odd Couple, Rob Swift and Mr. Sinasta from the Executioners were all famous turntablist crew. You got to check that out. I mean, come on, we're scratching.
It's going to be nasty.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. And don't forget DJ Dooley, you know, Dooley, who's just been doing his thing just up, down, all around the city of New Haven. Don't forget, he's got a residency at Rudy's.
Yeah.
We're looking into another, you know, space during the week. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. So we'll be doing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Can't let that one out the bag just yet. But Dooley, we're going to make sure that, you know, go rock with him because, you know, he's rocking. And anyone else, my cousin Ryan Beheezy, who literally, local artist, has been doing this thing for years. That intro music?
Yeah.
That's him.
Oh.
That's all him. Yes, that's the Talk Sip anthem. You know that.
Yeah, I know that.
So Ryan Beheezy. Yes, that's family. That's Ryan Beheezy. Check him out. Instagram. Check him out on Facebook. His name is Ryan Ballard. But young, talented, local. But spends a lot of time in Miami though.
With producers
and management. So. Right. He's just looking for that record deal.
I say, forget the record deal. Get that check and soak up the sun.
As a matter of fact, let's play the intro music because I think people think that this is just a song, you know, that was created by someone in Top 40. No, this is absolutely, you know, just authentic. And he's so talented. He actually did a jingle for Rhythm. So I'm not even a jingle. He did a commercial, music for a commercial.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. So we're not, I don't want to release that until I actually have him on the show. So I need him to clear his calendar so that he can come up, fam, to, you know, to to promote and out. Just yeah, but you know, he got a he's like, look, I got a job. He's like, at 1 o'clock, he's like, that's not my lunch break. So Ryan, I love you, but thank you for all that you've done to support me and this beer venture and the radio show venture. Yes. It's nothing like family. So this like is it. What you're hearing is original for the talk set.
And I really love this too.
Yeah, it's got a hit. It's the talk sip. I love it. It's like when people hear this, they're like, all right, get ready to go on the talk sip.
Time to chill and listen to some talk.
Yeah. What are we going to talk about today?
Where my glass at?
Uh-huh. What are we sipping on? I got my hot apple cider. Shout out to Cafe Java. I usually run in there before the show. They're so gracious. They're just like, ah, oh, Lisa's running. You're like, you own a radio show? Yes, I am. Yes, absolutely. Ma'am. Uh-huh. And, but folks, like I said, we love and we support live music. And oh, shout out to one of our guests that has been on forever, Colin Kaplan.
Yeah.
He's got his picture right up there.
Right up
Mr.
there.
Mr. Pizza. He is coming out with a book. So congratulations. Another and kudos one? To you. Yes.
Oh, great.
So we're just excited for Colin because New Haven Pizza, of course, is like, it's historic. But
it's
that's
the best.
It's the best. And this guy, I mean, Colin has been on the show. He has let us know all about New Haven Pizza. And we're going to be having a pizza conversation because we want to know, what's your favorite New Haven pizza? Since we're Peppy, Sally's, Modern, you know, Sephardi's. I tried Sephardi's for the first time.
I still haven't tried them, but I heard they're
Please
amazing.
Please go. And I'm going to tell you how you're going to get your pie. Colin suggested this. Just going to get a plain tomato, cheese, no mozz, no, just, you know.
Just the grated Romano that they put up.
Romano. Just, and it's to die for. No topping, no nothing. Just go get a beets.
I'm going to go sit in the restaurant.
And just sit there.
Yeah.
And it's small, mom and pop. Love it. But it's great. I'm glad. So shout out to Sephardi's and shout out to Colin. Congratulations again, my friend. Gonna have to get an autographed signed copy up here. But that is my time, folks. Marshall, thank you for sitting in. Glad that we're gonna be I'll be seeing you, you know, during the holidays and all that good stuff.
Of course.
Everyone, I know we're not here next Thursday. Have an amazing Thanksgiving. Safe Thanksgiving. Eat lots and
yes.
Bond with your family and your friends, because that's what the holidays are all about. So as the old saying goes, we sat back, we listened to some talk, and now be ready to sip for the holidays. Folks, always remember to keep your glass full, stay positive, stay focused. Till next time.